Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Hey, for those of you who are encountering family stress today, I just want to let you know that the Lord is mindful of you. He's reminded me of you, and I know how painful it can be when there's all of this like unresolved conflict, or maybe the conflict's out and it's just causing you angst. I just want to let you know God sees you, and He's for you, and He's with you. All right, I'm going to finish reading Exodus 37, and I overread yesterday, so we're actually going to do verses 17 through 29, and it says this. He made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of beaten work. Its base, its shaft, its cups, its buds, its flowers were of one piece with it. There were six branches going out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of its one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of its other side. Three cups made like almond blossoms in one branch, and a bud and a flower, and three cups made like almond blossoms in the other branch, a bud and a flower. So for the six branches going out of the lampstand, in the lampstand were four cups made like almond blossoms, its buds and its flowers, and a bud under two branches of one piece with it, and a bud under two branches of one piece with it, and a bud under two branches of one piece with it, for the six branches going out of it. Their buds and their branches were of one piece with it. The whole thing was one beaten work of pure gold. He made its seven lamps and its snuffers and its snuff dishes of pure gold. He made it of a talent of pure gold with all its vessels. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood. It was square. Its length was a cubit. Its width was a cubit. Its height was two cubits. Its horns were of one piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its tops, its sides around it, and its horns. He made a gold molding around it. He made two golden rings for it under the molding crown, on its two ribs, on its two sides, four places for poles for which to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices after the art of the perfumer. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, as I'm looking at the footnote here, with that lampstand, it was a talent, and a talent is 30 kilograms or 66 pounds. So 66 pounds of gold were used to make that. That is phenomenally a lot. And so, Lord, thank you for just the physicality of this tent of meeting. And I also thank you for the portability of the tent of meeting, that this was not the temple at this point because they weren't yet in the promised land. They weren't making their way yet. They were still in one place. And all of these instruments had these rings on them that poles could be inserted through and then carried. And so this people was to be a nomadic people, to go wherever you told them to go, and to be responding to your Spirit's guidance through the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. Lord, in light of that, help us to be people who follow after you. Help us to find your presence and experience your presence in our temple, which is the Holy Spirit inside of our bodies, which is just, I always just get excited about that because it's just too crazy and amazing. But Lord, help us to be respondent to the wanderings that you have for us, and to trust that you have a place that you're taking us. Lord, I know I did so much moving as a little girl. I moved all the time, every year, every 2 years. And even as a married woman, we were moving a lot, including across the world to France. And we've been here in Texas for a long time now. And I'm so grateful because of my nomadic ways, and it's nice to be planted. But I also pray, Lord, that if you are causing any of us to go to a new place and to pioneer a new work, that we wouldn't be so settled that we'd be unwilling to go to that new place. So, Lord, I also pray for all the church planters out there. I have a special place in my heart for them because we have done that as well a couple times in our marriage. And so, Lord, just be with them. It is a hard work. It is pioneering work. There is spiritual warfare all around. And, Lord, I pray that you would encourage, protect, and provide for those church planters all around the world. And in light of that, Lord, I also pray for the persecuted church. I pray that you would shore up those people who are naming your name publicly and who are being hurt and harmed and killed for your name. Lord, they are being martyred for your sake. And Lord, we just pray that you would protect their families and you would be with them in those last moments of life. And Lord, help us to remember our brothers and sisters who are hurting around the world. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Thank you for praying for this podcast. That's a very tangible way you can support this podcast. I covet it more than anything else. So please pray for me, for my team, for William and for Kristen, and just pray for spiritual protection as well. So thank you to all of you who are praying.